Why this works.
Brining, soaking food in salt water before cooking, is a technique that enhances the flavor and moisture of meat by utilizing the principles of osmosis, the natural movement of water toward the saltier side of a barrier. When you soak meat in a saltwater solution, the salt concentration outside the meat is higher than inside. This process causes the meat to absorb not only the brine, but also water, leading to a juicier final product. Additionally, the sugar in the brine aids in browning during cooking, creating a delicious crust. If your brine seems too salty after the brining period, you can soak the meat in plain water for a short while to reduce the saltiness before cooking. However, be cautious not to over-soak, as it may lead to a mushy texture. Proper timing in the fridge is crucial. Too short won't infuse enough flavor, while too long can compromise the meat's integrity. Common mistakes: adding meat to warm brine. Target: brine fully cooled and chilled before the meat goes in. Why it matters: this is the most important step, and it is a food safety rule, not just a quality one. Warm brine holds the meat in the temperature range where bacteria multiply. It also starts to gently cook the surface, giving a gray, tacky exterior. What to do? Follow the recipe. Cool the brine completely, then chill it cold. Never shortcut this. To speed it up, dissolve the salt and sugar in part of the water hot, then top up with cold water or ice to bring the whole batch down fast. Brining too long. Target: within the 4 to 24 hour window for this strength of brine. Why it matters: past the right point, osmosis keeps driving salt in, and the muscle proteins denature too far. Their structure breaks down and stiffens, the way egg white turns solid when cooked. The texture turns from juicy to mushy or spongy, and the meat reads unpleasantly salty all the way through. What to do? Stay inside the window and scale time to thickness, a few hours for thin cutlets, the longer end for a whole chicken. When in doubt, brine less. Skipping the rinse and pat dry. Target: rinsed under cold water, then patted thoroughly dry before cooking. Why it matters? A salty film clings to the surface after brining. Left on, it can make the finished dish too salty, and because the meat is already moist, a wet surface steams instead of browning. What to do? Rinse briefly, then pat very dry with paper towels. For the best browning, leave it uncovered in the fridge for an hour to dry the surface further. Salting the dish again, as if it weren't brined. Target: light hand with added salt during and after cooking. Why it matters? Brined meat is already seasoned through. Salting the pan and the plate on top of that stacks salt on salt. And there is no easy rescue once it's cooked. What to do? Season sparingly, taste, and add more only at the end. If a finished piece does come out too salty, serve it with something plain and unsalted. Rice, bread, plain vegetables, to balance the plate. What to look for? Dissolved brine, clear liquid, no grit at the bottom of the pot. Salt and sugar fully dissolved, ready to use, cold to the touch, not warm, not even lukewarm, before the meat goes in. Submerged meat, fully under the surface, weighted down with a plate if it floats, so it cures evenly. After brining, plump, firm flesh, surface patted dry, and no longer slick before it hits the pan. A note on history: brining belongs to the ancient family of salt preservation techniques, which reach back thousands of years to the early use of salt to keep meat and fish from spoiling. The mechanism is osmosis. A high concentration of salt outside the cells draws moisture and lowers the water available to spoilage microbes. Modern cooks brine less for preservation than for the side effect their ancestors noticed. Salted meat stays juicier and seasons more deeply through. Autopilot Guard Summary Truth. Approved quality? Approved. Score 100. Similarity? Approved. Score 0.071 for sake shioyaki. Regulatory? Approved. Terumi Brain V1 Review Grade. B. Overall 79/100. Readiness? Needs minor edits. Scores: Chef 100, Science 60, Repair 75, Culture 90, Safety 100, Taste 54, Mon 60, Geo 95. Suggested enhancements: one science term, Maillard emulsion denaturation, etc., earned in context, would raise the explanation. A failure rescue line if it breaks, if it seems too tough, makes the piece feel like a working cook wrote it. Naming one or two taste axes, salt, acid, fat, umami, aroma, texture, makes the dish's structure visible. Brain suggested book, The Japanese Home Cooking Code, Unlocking Flavor,